Okay. So values transition. So if you wanted to move from values level 2 and you wanted to move upward, or if you wanted to assist somebody in moving upward, let's look at it from a client perspective. Let's say you wanted to assist somebody in moving from values level 2 to values level 3. That person would need to let go of, this is what we figure they need to let go of, and this is what they need to get. They would need to let go of the feeling of being a victim, and they would need to get understanding. And that should be sufficient to move them oftentimes from values level 2 to number 3.
Is this going to be a handout?
No, you'd want to take notes on this one. Oh, actually, yes, it's in your notebook already. It's already in there. In the value section. It's on page... Oh, I'm sure. There it is. 325, page 325. Yeah. So this person would want to, if you want to move them from 2, they'd have to let go of being a victim, and they'd have to get understanding. If they were going to move from values level 3, they would need to let go of hurt and rejection. And they would need to get self-acceptance. Yeah, however you do that, whether you do it through releasing a limiting decision or whether you do it through a parts integration, there's other techniques that we have as well. To move from values level 4, they would need to get rid of or let go of guilt and unworthiness, and they would need to get forgiveness. And that might move them up to values level 5. If somebody wanted to move from values level 5 to number 6, you would have to assist them in letting go of unfulfilled expectations. And they would need to get totally going with the flow. The level 5 person who spent all their life chasing after goals and got the Mercedes, and they were saying, hey, I've got this hole in my heart. I've got to make a change in my life. They come into you and they say, I've got to make this change in my life. You say, okay, well, let's let go of unfulfilled expectations. And say, do you have any unfulfilled expectations in your life? They go, well, yeah. And you'd release that limiting decision or do a parts integration or whatever it took to get that person from there to here. And then you'd help them get totally going with the flow, however you did that, whether it be strategies, values, yeah. That might not be a value system. I'd look at that as being a prime concern for that individual. And we'll go into prime concerns after values.
But it's based on...
Well, there's going to be people that are better at starting things. There's going to be people that are better at maintaining things. There's going to be people that are better at stopping things. And that could be a deep, the result of an unmet need in their life. And we'll get into that. How do you find, and that's what when we talk about that, we talk about prime concerns. Those are the deep unmet needs in people's lives that drive their lives. And we'll get into that after the values.
Okay,
it's possible that it would, but it wouldn't necessarily be, so is it possible? Yeah. I wouldn't say necessarily. I would say it would not necessarily be linked.
Because there's patterns
of behavior, and
we're going to
cover that. That'll be part of what we cover, and it may or may not be fully what you're talking about. If it's not, you could let me know, and then we could go a little bit more deeper into it. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, please. Hey, please. Number 6, if you want to move from values level 6, you might need to get or let go of control and get peace, faith, and trust. Peace, faith, and trust. Values level 7, if you wanted to move from 7, you might need to let go of roles and duties. Well, everybody has their role and everybody has their duty, and you might need to let go of that. And you might need to get commitment to move you from level 7 to level 8. Because remember, level 7 is not committed. I mean, they could walk away from anything at the drop of a dime. It's tough to really form teams with a lot of level 7s because you never know how long they're going to be around. Yeah. Number 8, social expectations. If you wanted to move from level 8 to level 9, or wanted to assist to somebody, I'm sorry, moving from level 8 to level 9, you'd have to let go of social expectations, societal expectations, and you'd have to get, you'd want to let go and be a leader. Yeah. Oh, yeah, page 325. Now, they've made some postulations as to deeper level value or higher levels on the spiral. So if you wanted to move from 9 to values level 10, if there was a 10, and there could be, you might need to let go of fear of power, and you might need to get being the power. You might need to step in and be the power. And these are just based on postulations that they've met, that that they've begun to make about higher level values structures or value systems. To move from values level 10, because now they're postulating as many as up to 13 values levels. To move from values level 10, you might need to let go of fear of sharing the power and get that there's nothing outside of you. That would move somebody from values level 10. We haven't gone up that far. And by the way, these ones are just postulations based upon... See, what Claire Graves said was that 7 was a resurgence of values level 1. So it was kind of like beginning the spiral over again in terms of... And remember, each values level, the shift in thinking is based upon adapting to environmental conditions. And every shift in thinking creates new environmental conditions, which means it's going to come with its own sets of challenges. So according to Claire Graves, 7 was a resurgence of 1, 8 was a resurgence of 2, 9 would then be a resurgence of 3, 10 would be 4 recycled,